When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We are here on episode 72. We're going to talk today about how financial freedom is a lie. And I'm sure when you read the title, you're like, all right, Brooke, what are you talking about today? This is something I've been thinking about for a while and just collecting my thoughts and collecting a bunch of data and things like that to be able to go over with you and talk to you guys today about what our goals really are. Because if you ask, I bet almost any network marketer, they're going to say one of their goals is financial freedom. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we dive into that, I want to do a shout out to one of our awesome listeners. Today, we are going to do a shout out to Michelle Peterson. And this is what she says on our iTunes review. She said, Brooke has a refreshing way of showing up as her authentic self and encouraging others to do the same. Great podcast for women in direct sales. Thank you so much, Michelle. I was so happy when I heard that you saw the vision of what we're trying to do and to help women in direct sales to really show that they can be authentic. And you just show up as you are in your business on this podcast. I just show up as I am and we just go for it, right? And that's what you guys need to be doing in your business as well. So I'm sure that you are just dying to hear about why financial freedom is a lie. So there are three things that I want to go over today. The first is that money is only going to amplify, one, your character, but two, your spending habits. So people think that if I make so much money, like I remember when I first started in my network marketing company, my goal, like my big dream, was to make $10,000 a month. That's all I wanted to do is do $10,000 a month. And I thought, I will have made it. And I thought, oh, man, if I lived on $10,000 a month and that's what I could make in my network marketing business, I would have financial freedom. I could take my kids to Disneyland anytime I wanted. And I was thinking of all these things that I could do. I would be able to pay off my house before my oldest went to kindergarten. These are all the things that I dreamed of. Guess what? My oldest is in seventh grade and my house is not paid off. So you have all of these ideas, but the thing is, as you start making more money, you start spending more money. And it's things that you may not have spent money on previously, but now that you have the money, you're like, well, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to do this, you know? So if your plan to have a lot of money is to be able to do all of these great things with your family and whatever your goals are, just know that regardless on if you're making $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month, it doesn't change your spending power. Now, some of you right now are probably thinking, well, you know, I'm not making that much with my network marketing business. And if I made an extra $1,000 a month, like that would be huge to me. And the thing is, it's going to, whatever problems that you're dealing with right now that $1,000 is going to solve, you're going to have more problems that now you need $2,000 to solve, and then you need $4,000 to solve. So it doesn't matter what level you're at of how much money you're making. You could be making $1,000 a month. You could be making $10,000 a month. You could be making $100,000 a month. At every level, there's problems. There are different problems. I mean, if you're only making $1,000 a month right now, and that's the only income that you have, I mean, you have some pretty like physical needs that need to be met. You know, you need to pay for food, shelter, clothing, all of those things. Like your main needs are not being met. And so it's going to feel a lot more desperate because your main needs aren't being met. But then let's say you go to making $5,000 a month. Now your physical needs are being met. You're able to afford a pretty nice house and you can go to the grocery store and maybe even splurge and buy some like brand name milk or something. And you don't feel guilty about that, but you're still going to have other problems that you're trying to do. Like maybe you really want to be able to pay cash for a car. And so now you're trying to save up to have your dream car and it just feels like it's never going to be there and you never have enough and you just want to make more money. All of these things. This is why financial freedom is a lie, is because we are never, if you're looking for money to create freedom in your life, it's never going to happen. It just won't. And that brings me to my second point, that if you are not free now, money will never make you free. It's not about the money that brings you freedom. You can have freedom in every single opportunity, every single, you can have freedom in every single situation that you're in. You can have freedom when you're only making, say, $500 a month. There's freedom there. You got to find it. You can have freedom when you're making $10,000 a month. There's freedom there. It's a different kind of freedom. But there's always freedom in everywhere you are. So financial freedom is really a myth, because it doesn't matter how much money you make, you're always going to be dreaming bigger and wanting more. Like, this is what our society is all about. And so mainly this podcast is to help you realize that you need to find the freedom of where you're at right now. The biggest freedom you have is you have a freedom to choose. You have a freedom to choose whether you're going to make that, say, $1,000 a month, and you're going to look at that and be like, oh, woe is me, my life is so hard. Or are you going to say, all right, I'm making $1,000 a month. How can I find a way to make more money so that way I can get my basic needs met? Maybe the freedom is, you know, because, I mean, I've been on both ends of the spectrum here. Like, we've had times where we had absolutely no money coming in and we had to just figure it out. We've been on government assistance. Like, I've lived that life before and I never felt different. I didn't ever feel like when we were making money, it was interesting. When my husband and I very first got married, we made the most money we ever made our first year of marriage. From year one to year 10, our first year of marriage, we made the most money we ever did because both of us were working full time. And then in our second year of marriage, that's when I got pregnant, had my first baby, went to part time. And so ever since that time, we made less and less money. And so from year one to year 10, like, we kept making less money. We had more expenses, more kids, like, more things to pay for. And that first year, I still felt like I was not wealthy. Not that we were like super wealthy. We were newlyweds, you know, but like, I didn't feel like we made that much money. And then you fast forward 5 years after that, when we were making almost half of what we were before with a bigger mortgage payment and two more kids, like, I felt we were making the same amount of money because my freedom was the same. And that's the thing, your freedom's not going to change because money doesn't decide what your freedom is. You decide what your freedom is. Now, are there times where you have to be like, you know, I would really love to go out and go to the movie, see a new movie every single week and spend the money on that? Like, going to the movies is really crazy expensive, especially when you have a family of six. So if that's not what you can do, you may not have the freedom or that luxury. I like calling it more of a luxury than a freedom. You may not be able to have the freedom or luxury to go to the movies every single week, but maybe you can pay $7 a month or whatever and watch a new movie on Netflix. Like, it's just a different choice. So yes, if you had more money, you'd be able to do more things, but there's also going to be all the, let's say that you want to do 10 things in your life right now. So you list out right now, here's the 10 things that if I had money, I'd be able to do these 10 things. The thing is, if you had the money to do those 10 things, you're going to have another list of another 10 things that you don't have money to do. And so it doesn't really matter how much money you're making. It matters, are you looking for to money for freedom? And this is probably going to be hitting some of the people, like hitting at your heartstrings, because this is not something that most people talk about, especially network marketing. Most people are talking about like financial freedom, live the dream. Like that's what we want to do, right? And that is just a myth. And when you're talking to about like this idea of having financial freedom to your prospects, and then they don't feel like they're getting financial freedom, even though you're like, but look, you said that your goal was to make $500 a month to be able to pay for your groceries or your car payment. And now you're doing that. Isn't that awesome? And they're like, no, I still don't have financial freedom. Thing is, if you're chasing financial freedom, you're never going to find it, because freedom starts from within. Money does not. Money is just paper. That's all it is. I mean, in the US, there's not really even anything backing it anymore. Banks can just print money. And the more money they print, the less our money is worth. That's what's happening right now. So financial freedom isn't really something we should be looking for. We should be looking for the freedom inside of ourselves to be able to do the things that we want to do. And that leads me into my last takeaway for you guys today, is that we need to start looking at money as a tool. We are too emotionally attached to money. I'm going to let that sink in a little. We are too emotionally attached to money. We look at money, we look at our bank account, we get our worth from our bank accounts. You know, we're like, oh, we got an awesome paycheck. We go log in to our bank accounts. We're like, oh yeah, I'm doing really awesome. And then when we log in to our bank accounts and it's in the negative, we're like, oh man, we really suck. And we get that, are we good enough or are we not, by by our paychecks, by what we get from our network marketing company. And that's not what it's all about. It's how are we using that money as a tool? Because you can use that money as a tool to bless people's lives. And this is one thing that I learned really early on in network marketing, was that it was very important for me to give back. And it didn't matter how much it was. I always give back a percentage of what I make, always. And it was at some convention that I was at. I can't remember. It was a long time ago, one of the conventions that I was at. And there was a speaker who said, you need to find something that you're really, really passionate about, and you need to give to that charity or like whatever it is every single month. Doesn't matter if your paycheck is $10. Let's say you want to give 10%. You give $1 to that charity that month. That's it. Like, it doesn't have to be this big, huge amount, but it's very important to always give back, because you're always looking at your money then as a tool, and you're not looking at it as the more money I get, the more freedom I get, because that's the lie. So I have always chosen different charities and things like that that have really been important to me. So one of them is World of Difference, and I'll link to them in the show notes. They are a nonprofit that are based here in Utah, and they go and build schools in Kenya. So for those of you who have been following me for a really long time, you know that I used to be a first grade teacher. And so education is really, really important to me. And especially like seeing kids, that the kind of schools that they have to learn in, like, it's such a humbling experience to see this. And they go, this nonprofit World of Difference go in and they build schools in Africa every single year. And so that's a charity that I've been giving to for a really long time, because I am really passionate about helping kids and education. And I mean, if you look at this, kind of goes back to how money really amplifies our character and our spending habits, is that you've heard people, if you know anyone that has ever traveled outside the United States, that have gone to third world countries, what they say about that is, they say how humble the people are, how grateful they are, how happy they are, and they live in the most horrible circumstances. Like, there's no way that people would live like that in the United States, but that's how, like, everybody lives in third world countries. And they are not, oh, woe is me. They're not looking for handouts. They're not saying, well, if I just made more money, I'd be able to do something about where my life is right now. They don't do any of that. It's because they understand this, that money does not make them free. They understand that money is a tool. That's all it is. And so if we can get back to that, we can start learning from those people. We are going to be more happy, because people think, if I have financial freedom, then I'll be happy. Whenever you put blank, then I'll be happy, it never is going to work. Because happiness is not something that just happens when you get something. Happiness happens when you decide that you're going to be happy. Happiness happens when you feel like you are in control and you have choices. That's when you start feeling happy and you feel excited and you feel like you can conquer the world and you can make better choices, because you're coming from a place of confidence. You're coming from a place of, life does not happen to me. I happen to life, because it's about what you do and your choices. So, I mean, we talk to a lot of people in their network marketing business and they are too afraid to invest in themselves. They're too afraid to put money out there to see if it's going to help their position get better. Or, and they say, you know, I don't have the money right now, but maybe I'll have it later. And they're not seeing how money could be used as a tool. And that's one of my probably biggest pet peeves, is just because people don't know how to help themselves, because they're looking for, I want this financial freedom and I have to make more money and then I'll be able to do all of these things, instead of looking at, how can I use my money as a tool to get myself to a place where I can make the amount that I want. Now, I'm not saying that making a lot of money is a bad thing, because you can make as much money as you want. There are tons of network marketers out there that make hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year. And you definitely can be one of those people. But you need to have the right tools. And money is a tool that's going to help you to move down that path of where you need to go. And as long as you feel like you have a choice, you know what it is that you need to do, that money is going to then help you to be able to bless other people's lives, to be the tool that you want it to be able to accomplish the things that you want it to. It's very rare to meet someone who they first say that their goal is financial freedom. And you say, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, I want to make a lot of money. Okay, why? Well, because, and then it really gets into the real reason of why you want this quote unquote financial freedom. And most of the time it's because they want to give things to their family. They want to give their kids a life that they never had. They want to be able to take care of maybe some sick parents. It's all about, how can I create a better life for those around me? And that's what it's about. Yes, it's great to have money to be able to do that and to just say, you know what? You need $10,000. Here you go. I'll just give it to you, right? But we need to make sure that we aren't stopping ourselves because the financial freedom days aren't here yet. Because you can have financial freedom to be able to do the things that you want to do at any time. I remember talking to a friend and she gave me some really, really good advice. And we were talking about money and I had said to her, like, I don't know why money is something that almost everyone struggles with. Like, this is a concept that isn't new. And almost everyone can relate to having money struggles. It's just something that we all have to go through, right? And we were talking about this idea of scarcity and abundance. And she said what she does is, every time that she's feeling that scarcity of, like, I don't have any money, she's like, okay, I need to do something for somebody else. So she'll donate to charity. So even if it's like 50 cents or a dollar, like anyone can give 50 cents, right? Or maybe it's buying somebody a drink, or maybe it's calling your friend up and be like, you know what? I really haven't seen you in a long time. I want to buy you a cup of coffee. And so you go and take your friend out. Like, you can do things for other people and spend just a little bit of money. And what that does is it puts you back in a place of abundance. And it gets you out of that scarcity. It gets you what really financial freedom is. It's an abundant mindset. Because when you have an abundant mindset about money, about time, about everything that is in your life, the amount of recruits you're going to get, the amount of sales you're going to have. If you have an abundant mindset about everything in your life, this doesn't mean you're being Pollyanna. This just means that you're being positive, that you're being abundant, that there's enough of everything to go around. And you change that mindset. Like, that's what financial freedom really is. That's the thing you're looking for. So our target needs to change from I want financial freedom to I want abundance. Because when you have abundance, that means you have more than what you need. And that means that you have more that you can give. So your aim for today, this is kind of a deep podcast today. So your aim for today, and for those of you who are new to the podcast, we do an aim at the end of most of our podcast. And the aim stands for authentic influencer marketing. So this is a way that you can up your marketing game, because that's what we're all about. This is more of a mindset to help you so that way when you do go to do marketing that you're going to have this abundant mindset. Is I want you to write down all of the ways that you want to quote unquote be financially free, and I want you to change that to how can I be more abundant about that. If it's something that you really want, you can be abundant and you can say, okay, let's say that you want to have a dream house and you know how much it costs. You've looked at this house. This is the one that you want. You've seen it so many times. You have it saved on Pinterest, like all of these things. And so you decide that you need to save up some money to have a down payment on this house. So all your extra money that you get, or maybe you say, from my network marketing business, 5% of all the money I get, I'm going to put in this dream house fund. And that's what's going to happen. And as you start building your business, you're going to start seeing that account grow more and more and more. And the thing that we're not really good at is we're not good at waiting and being patient, because we live in such a society that it's like, we can just get something whenever we want, right? We order something on Amazon Prime, and if it takes 3 days instead of two, like, we're mad, right? So we need to be more patient. And so as we start seeing this grow, it may take 10 years. It may take 15 years. But you know what? Let's say after 15 years, you finally have enough money to buy that dream house. Isn't that going to be so worth it? Most of the time, it's the journey of getting there that makes it worth it. If someone just handed you $1 million today, say you won the lottery, it would be awesome for a second. And then how many people have you heard about people winning the lottery and then they lose it all, right? And it's because they're not understanding how they can use their money as a tool, and they're looking for that money to make them free, and instead of coming at it at this abundant mindset. So I want you to write down, what are all of the things that you are getting stuck on that you're like, oh, I just want financial freedom so I can do this, this, and this. And then just start making a plan. Shift your mindset. Okay, I'm going to start thinking abundantly now. So if I'm thinking abundantly, what does that really mean? And how can I start myself on a path that I can start making those things happen? I'm excited to hear about how this goes for you. And I would love to get feedback on this podcast, because there's not a lot of people out there talking about how financial freedom is a lie. And so I would really love to hear what your thoughts are, what your aha moments were about this. So make sure you go into the Authentic Influencer Facebook group. There's about 13,000 network marketers in there that are all learning the same things that you are. And it's great to connect with them and hear what other people are working on and their thoughts on different things. So there will be a post in that group for podcast number 72. And so make sure you just search for that and then put in the comments and let us know what you think about this idea that financial freedom is a lie. I'm really excited to hear your guys' feedback on this. Thank you guys so much for spending some time with me today, and I can't wait to see you all on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.